Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to The Fringe of It,
episode number 36.
We nearly did it.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I apologise in advance for the shocking quality of this podcast. I think we're both a little bit giddy, a little bit hysterical. Because yes. After this is it.
This is it. This is our last recording of 2018. And then I think we're both going to put our feet up for a little bit. Not that this is like the hardest graft in the whole world, but I think we need to refuel a bit. Stop off at the metaphorical petrol podcast station of life.
Oh my, wow. Ooh. I really enjoyed that. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very excited for Christmas. We're obviously recording this before Christmas. FYI, y'all. So it will be going up after Christmas. So yeah, I hope you've all had a delightful one. I'm well. I'm kind of in a bit of a flap. I just said to Charlotte that my whole house looks like it's been ransacked because every single room, there's just stuff. Like just rubbish and stuff. So today I'm going to have a bit of an intense cleanse, clear up. I need to go through the kitchen cupboards, show that kind of day.
Through the kitchen cupboards? What are you going through the kitchen cupboards for?
Just because I think there's a lot of stuff that's a bit out of date and just don't need to free up space for the celebrations.
We do have a Christmas cupboard. It was an empty cupboard that June was allowed to play with. So because we've got child locks and all the other cupboards. So we used to have bits and bobs in there. And then June came down a few days ago and tried to open her cupboard. And we've got a child lock on it because it's full of like Christmas food. And she just looked at us and I was like, sorry, babe.
I bet she was hysterical.
We've all got to make sacrifices at Christmas.
No more cupboard.
No more cupboard for you. My house is an absolute tip. But I don't have time to tidy it because it's Friday afternoon. What date is it? It's the 21st of December, just to give some context. Sorry, it's after Christmas officially. But after this, I've got my friend coming from Australia. Then I'm going through to Cleethorpes to see an Elton John tribute act. Then I've got an afternoon tea tomorrow. I've got a spa on Sunday. I've got no time for tidying, just socialising.
Oh my God, I admire you. I feel like I'm going to save my socialising for the lull in between Christmas and New Year. So when this podcast is up, hopefully I'll be socialising.
Oh yeah, you see, I'll probably be crying into a cheese plate going, I shouldn't have gone so hard before Christmas.
We'll see. We need to socialise in that period. So we'll discuss that afterwards.
We'll get to that. Lots more apologies, actually. I just feel like we should just get a lot of apologies out of the way. We did say we're going to have a guest today. That's not gone to plan. No.
So there's like this we started off this series really strong and with a real mission. And I feel like we've kind of, like a lot of people, stumbled towards the end of the year.
Don't point your flaws out.
No, but you know how everyone kind of gets the last like week of the last week of term and you're kind of just like sobbing, like, I'm nearly there. And I feel like that's what we're a bit like now. But the event didn't go to plan, like the guests didn't go to plan, but we're here. And we have got a special episode because we're going to do a wonderful roundup episode. And we're planning a very, very special third series for January as well. So all is not lost.
Yeah.
See, I turned it around.
Remember how smug I was last week? You were like, I'm overworked. And I was like, oh, I've just, you know, I'm winding down. There's been no winding down. No, that was foolish of me. And also, I got ill as well. So Jack and me went to York. Oh, do you remember me bragging about that last week as well? Oh, we're going to go to York. We're going to have some nice, you know, couple times. Sans June, we were ill and we spent the whole time in bed shivering.
Poor things.
Yeah, it was... last week me was so smug, this week me not so smug.
Oh my god. But I do feel like that, not like relating to that, but we were just saying that I think over Christmas especially there is this seemingly quite enormous pressure, I think, this time of year to have like ultimate fun, and you kind of forget that we all have work to do, we all have jobs, some finish earlier than others, some don't finish at all, but there is this pressure, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. Everyone's having more fun than me. Everyone on Instagram, like everyone. And I know that's not the truth, but I think it is very easy, especially in the days of social media, but you know, to think that everyone's having a better time than you. And to be honest, it's probably not true. I've seen quite a few people say you know, nobody is having a better time. I saw a great meme the other day and it said the grass isn't greener, they're just using a filter.
I know, it's true. It feels like everyone's in Fortnum & Mason and I was just like scrambling through emails and I was like, but I need a Christmassy day. But I'm like, that's not the reality of it. But we did say we're
in Fortnum & Mason right now, right this second.
I think, oh, I know, like in my head, I'm like, I would love it. And then reality, it's probably very busy and people in there are probably thinking, I wish I was at home.
Yeah. Shout out to everyone that's working over Christmas. So everybody in retail, service industry.
Charities, food banks, the NHS, the emergency services, big, big love and respect to you because you keep the country running when we most need it to, basically.
Yeah, definitely. Sending lots of love and I hope you get some rest and some, you're keeping your sanity. But without you, you're all heroes. We couldn't do it without you. So without further ado, shall we do our 2018 roundup?
The fringe of it roundup, the big fat fringe of it roundup.
Right, what should we start with? We've got four categories. We might ad lib here and there. What do you want to go with first?
Should we start with film?
Let's. I could probably name yours and you could probably name mine.
I could. Oh. I mean, none of this is going to come as a surprise. I've got, actually got a bigger list of things I want to watch over Christmas that I didn't watch as they came out. Typical me. But you go first.
Okay, so I've not ranked them as in like number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I just very much enjoyed these films in 2018. Technically this one came out in late 2017, but I watched it this year and I really urge you all to go watch it. And that's Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool. I just loved that film. I love Jamie Bell. The whole story just really stayed with me and it's now available on Netflix and I don't think it was before.
I might watch that as I wrap today.
Oh, you won't regret it. You will not.
Oh, I'm thrilled about that. I also have another one that came out in late 2017. I didn't see until this year, but I thought I did. I thought it came out this year, but it didn't. And that is Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, I actually Googled that to see if that came out this year or last year. So if we're going to be extending that far, yeah, that's also a green tick from me.
Did you watch it? I don't know whether we actually caught up about that. I know there were weeks that you were trying to watch it and you never quite made it.
No, I did. I did make it. I thought it was marvellous.
Oh, isn't it?
It is exceptional. Oh. I mean, I do feel like I should have read the book, but it's probably not going to happen realistically. So I'm just glad that I got to watch the film. It was so beautifully shot.
Oh, isn't it just like it's such a simple story, but it's just so beautifully done and acted and you just feel, you feel so many feels.
And more of that, more representation, more kind of other love stories. I mean, I've gone straight into it, but I was on Twitter the other day and the TV show that's on the BBC at the moment about black slaves, people said, you know, this storyline is exhausted. Can we have more positive stories about black people? And I think the same as well for people of different persuasions, but you know, we see so many heterosexual love stories. It was just really wonderful to see something new, and I think it's so important to see that reflected in TV and film. The next film that I think came out this year oh, we're terrible, is The Book Club, with Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton.
Yes, you go ahead with this.
Have you seen it?
I watched it. Well, I watched most of it on the flight. I didn't love it. I turned it off.
Fair enough. Fair. It's, you know, do you know what? It's not for everybody. It's not got a great storyline. It's just the kind of nonsense I like to switch off to. So
but I love a bit of nonsense, typically.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I'd like to know where your taste level barometer, where it failed on that.
I know. Do you know what? I did love the fact that the wonderful actor whose name escapes me, ever professional, who was in Mamma Mia, the man in Mamma Mia was in it. Señor Cienfuegos.
Yes, I know who you mean. Oh, this is going shockingly. Tell me another film that you really enjoyed.
If Joe could hear this, he'd literally have his head in his hands and he'd be like, it's that actor who's really successful and you've literally boiled him down to those. Oh, I apologise. I'm sorry I'm like this. Obviously, the most natural tie here would be Mamma Mia 2.
I'm surprised that made your top films of 2018. I'm shocked.
I know. Well, I wasn't even going to mention it because I thought it doesn't warrant a mention. But seeing as I've mentioned it in pretty much every single episode we've done, shot natural. It just, you know, it felt right. So
is
that
the
obviously
DVD out yet?
Is the what?
Is the DVD out yet?
It's not out. Oh yes, it is out yet. Tell a lie. My dad got it for my mum for her birthday. Not like just to give to her. He was like, we can watch it, and she kind of was just a bit like, oh no, we don't have to. And my dad was like, I thought you loved it. And I think she was a bit like, yeah, it was nice in the cinema. And I think I've just made everyone feel like they have to watch it all the time.
It's a great film. Mamma Mia 1, terrible. Mamma Mia 2, exceptional.
It is absolutely brilliant. So that's obviously in there. And in other music related films, this is another one that's going to come as absolutely no surprise, potentially because I mentioned it last week. But that is, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody and A Star is Born. I mean, they're my top three musical films of the year.
Oh, I think they take my top three films of the year.
Well, I'm trying to think if any... Okay, yeah, do you know what? They're just our top three films of the year. We're absolutely predictable. That's a perfect list.
I did watch Christopher Robin on the plane back from New York, which I've been desperate to see since I first watched the trailer with you. And that was very, very cute. It was, the plot didn't do as much as I wanted it to, but when Winnie was exceptionally cute, as expected.
I think if you're coming here for cutting edge film reviews, you're in the wrong place. But I would also like to add to that list, Black Klansman, you have to watch it. And also Three Identical Strangers, it's in the cinema at the moment. So if your family are driving you a bit bonkers in this period between Christmas and New Year, run away to the cinema and try and watch Three Identical Strangers because it's so good.
Oh yeah, I really want to watch that. I also want to, I've got four films that I really want to watch over Christmas. And that is Mary Poppins.
Oh yes, that's out today, as in the 21st. Yeah. So by the time the podcast is out, it will be out.
So there's another film I really want to see, which is The Favourite, which I've seen the trailer of. It's a period piece, and it's got Emma Stone in it, Olivia Colman, Rachel Weisz, and it's meant to be amazing. And from seeing the trailer and the costumes, it looks brilliant. So I really want to see that. It's on at the cinema at the moment, so you can go and have a look at that.
How have also, I not seen this? Sorry to interrupt. My favourite things are Olivia Colman and period dramas.
I know. Well, Joe showed me the trailer and I hadn't seen it.
It looks sensational.
Oh, I'm very excited. I also really want to watch The Guernsey Potato Peel Society.
Oh, I really... That's been around forever, hasn't it? I say forever, but it's been out for a long time and I've wanted to watch it.
Yeah, that was another this year film that I've wanted to watch. So I need to do that. And I also really want to watch Crazy Rich Asians too.
Snap. I'm down with that list. I'm going to copy it.
That's my Christmas film watching list.
Oh, thanks. I have to do no research. And I was going to go and watch Downton Abbey again. So I'll save that for January.
Or maybe I should start Downton Abbey too.
Downton Abbey? Oh, I thought you were saying Downton Abbey too, as in like... I was like, damn, it hasn't come out yet, the film. But no, I'm happy with that list. That's a strong list. Thanks, Liv.
Thank you. Shall we move on to television?
My TV list is... I just think that I'm just not very deep as a person.
I think if anyone's been listening to us for more than 1 week, they'll probably establish that neither of us are particularly deep as people.
But the thing is, we are. We overthink and we worry. But, you know, when it comes to entertainment, I want light entertainment.
I think that's it. Like I read Emma Gannon's piece for Elle yesterday, which spoke about that kind of pressure to be the perfect activist. And I really, really loved it because I think that's what we're both worry about a lot, about trying to say the right thing. But that's kind of how, I don't know, you can be deep and care and also just love watching quite PG things.
That's true. Well, we will link the article in the show notes because I think that's really, really interesting, actually. It's kind of like I've seen so many kind of roundups of 2018, but it was just saying how 2018 people were trying to be, you know, the most woke or the most kind of I don't want to use the word ally, but that's what people were saying. And I think that the article that Emma wrote was just a really kind of good conclusion of all that kind of thing that we've seen over 2018. So I'll link that in the show notes because it is a cracking piece.
There was a really, really brilliant quote in it as well. Let's see if I can quickly grab that quote because it was by I think it was Monroe. It was such a good quote and I feel like it sums up so many feelings I've had this year. Okay, so this was a really, really brilliant quote in that article from Monroe Bergdorf, and she said, it was an Instagram picture she shared, and it says, "Don't shade people who weren't previously woke when you used to know them for being woke now. Either you want them to stay ignorant or you want them to do better. Which is it? Don't penalise them for their personal progress or development. You weren't born woke either." And I thought that was just such a nice, concise, articulate way of summing up how we're all learning. Would you rather people remain ignorant or would you rather them just try and do better?
I think as well, it was nice to kind of discuss not cancelling people as well, because I think
Yes. That's
definitely something I've learned from 2018. Not that I ever cancelled anybody, but, you know, I think the longer we live life on the internet, the more we need to understand that we're all going to make mistakes, potentially say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. And it's just knowing, I guess it's how people react to those things, isn't it? And whether people apologise and move on, or whether that, you know, they're like, well, I didn't say or do anything wrong. I don't know what you're talking about.
And that's the difference, isn't it? I think we all make mistakes and we all perhaps say things that we meant with good intentions that perhaps you didn't articulate properly, but it's how you go forward with it. And yeah, like you say, like whether you apologize and say, look, I did wrong and I've learned now and I want to do better and I want to try harder, or whether you just say nah. And that's the crux of it, I think.
See, we got deep. We were talking about TV and look where we've gone.
Look at the spin we made.
Back to TV.
Yeah. What have been your shows?
I mean, it's so predictable. I mean, there's probably listeners, you can guess. So Queer Eye,
yep. Glow. Yep.
Grace and Frankie. The Marvellous Mrs. Maisel. Escape to the Chateau. And I've already said Queer Eye. The only other three things that I've added to my list are First Dates, just because it's honestly my favourite thing on TV.
But
you can just put it on and it instantly puts me in a good mood. It doesn't matter what kind of mood I'm in. First Dates cheers me up. And then I also discovered this year So Late to the Party, and tragically, because he died, but Anthony Bourdain, I have devoured so many of his shows, but particularly Parts Unknown. And then the only other thing in my Netflix history is Love season 3. And Schitt's Creek. There we go.
Well, there's another one that I think, there's one thing I want to watch that I know you watched that I think I'd like, which is Derry Girls.
Look at me engaging the memory. Yes, yes, that was great. Is that not a film?
No, Channel 4.
Oh, it was was that a three-parter? It was only a three or four-parter, that's why.
I think so.
Yeah, that was
anything less than a five-parter, Charlotte, it escapes her.
It's a film. just a long film that you have to wait a week in between episodes.
Oh, you're dafty.
But yeah, does anything on that list surprise you?
Nothing. I actually had Queer Eye on my list, which I loved. I feel like it's always been part of my life. I can't remember a time without Queer Eye.
I can't imagine a time without Jonathan Van Ness. Have you seen him, that he's learning to ice skate at the moment?
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. Do you know what's beautiful about his ice skating footage on Instagram? Is that he keeps putting up every time he falls over or doesn't do something well. And it's so great to see, because when do you ever see that? And that's why, you know, as we go into January and we, you know, we think, as much as we don't like to say it, I will be saying that I've got new hobbies, because you never see anybody fail. You just think that people are like born, you know, an amazing pianist or an amazing ice skater, and they're just wonderful.
Oh, I love him so much.
He's incredible. Is there anything else on your list that is on my list?
There are three things that aren't on your list. So that's Bodyguard, which I know you didn't watch because it was a little bit scary, but I absolutely loved that. I absolutely devoured it, like a full tub of Quality Street. And I also loved Killing Eve, another thing I know you didn't watch but was exceptional. Just two things that typically I didn't think I'd love but would watch again in a heartbeat. And then finally, Dynasties.
Oh, and yeah, I thought Dynasties might be on yours. I just haven't watched enough of it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love it. It's quite heart-wrenching, but I love it. Maggie loves it. It's just, to the point where Maggie actually received a message saying they're going to send her the box set. Which might be my highlight of the year in general.
That's possibly the cutest thing I've ever heard. I'm still prepared to watch Killing Eve, still prepared to watch that, not prepared to watch Bodyguard at all.
Yeah, watch Killing Eve over Christmas and then we can dissect in the new year.
There's only so much time. I've already got your other list. So much homework, Liv.
I know, I'm setting you some projects for the new year.
What I can't even think of anything interesting coming up. The only thing, and it will have already aired, is Escape to the Chateau, the Christmas special.
Oh, the Bake Off Christmas special, Charlotte.
Oh, I'm glad we had this conversation. When, where? Tell me.
Christmas Day.
Oh, I did not know they were doing this. Who's on it?
Let me consult. I bought the Radio Times yesterday in Marks and Spencer's because I do like to be fully up to date with what is going on television over Christmas.
I've been doing like an announcement on your stories every day of like maybe your top three recommended watches.
Oh, that's a good idea. I might do that. Oh, I really want to watch Die Hard as well.
You've never seen Die Hard?
No.
Wow. Oh, actually, talking of Die Hard, it is a link. The one TV show that I have been absolutely loving at the moment is Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Netflix. It's a police comedy. It's quite old. Well, I say old, but you know, it's a few years old if you start from the beginning. But basically one of the characters makes references to Die Hard all the time, but I've really been enjoying it as just like, I think each episode's like 21 minutes long, kind of like Friends, and it's just a real switch off kind of cackle. I've really been enjoying it. So if anybody's looking for some like bubblegum TV, I fully recommend Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You didn't think I was going to say that.
I did not. Oh, Christmas special of Strictly. Oh,
so much. Gosh. Oh, back to Bake Off. Who's in it?
Okay, so I'm just finding it. I'm using the Radio Times website and the mobile app is just not my favourite. There are two episodes split over Christmas and the New Year. So Christmas will have already been and gone, so it's not worth talking about that. But it's 8 p.m. Christmas Day. But if you did miss it on Christmas Day, worth catching up on. The Great New Year's Bake Off will air at 7:40 on New Year's Day on Channel 4.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh, Oh, fantastic. I'm going to get the Radio Times. I have said that I will do it, and I will do it. I'm doing the turkey pickup at 8 a.m. on Christmas Eve in Marks's, so I can get my Radio Times then.
Good girl. Each episode, we'll see four former contestants. So there's going to be Val and Selassie included.
Yes. Val's and coming Liam. Back.
And Liam. And Candice.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, I'm excited.
Quality television. So I think, Radio Times aside, shall we move on to the best buys of the year?
Can I guess your best buy?
Yes.
Is it a Wicker Gucci bag?
Yes, of course.
I mean, the buy of the century, never mind about the buy of the year.
It's just such a good bag.
Is she still filling you with joy, even in mid-December?
Even in mid-December. I haven't used her as much this month, just because I've been mainly wearing coats so big that they don't really warrant a bag going across my body. I've mainly just been stuffing my pocket.
Trying to get stuff over your shoulder when you've got a teddy bear coat on and it just keeps continuously falling off your shoulder and you're like, why? Why?
It's an art in itself. It really is. But no, it was such an indulgent purchase, but I don't regret it for a second.
My top buy this year is a handbag as well, which was also an investment, which was my Marc Cross Grace bag that I found off eBay that took 4 months to arrive.
Oh, I remember that saga.
What a saga it was. But yeah, I think for me, it was the most money I've spent on a bag. And I'm thrilled with her. We have a lovely time every time we go out together. And then on the flip side, my second favourite thing that I bought this year cost a fiver, which I copied from you, are the Accessorize pearl hair clips.
Oh, yes.
Not had them out my hair. And now that it's kind of December, I've gone double.
Transformative, aren't they?
Really are. Like, I look and I'm like, and then sometimes, you know, you put a pearl hair clip in, you're like, too much, Jacqueline. Take it off. But for the next week, I will be wearing two at once, not just one, two.
I'm going to see you in January and you're going to have four each side. You're just going to be like, it's like you've gone to the hairdressers and got what is it that, like, almost like a perm when you have all the rollers in your hair, but they'll be like pearl clips.
Oh yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think the thing is, I keep getting used to them and I'm like, is that enough pearl hair clips? No, just add another one. I'm like the buckaroo of accessories when it comes to pearl hair clips.
And your neck's going to get a bit heavy.
And what else is on your list?
So on my list, I also have a pair of trainers, which are my Supaga high tops, which I just haven't stopped wearing.
Oh, you have not had them off.
I really haven't. I think from about March to now, they've just stayed on my feet. They are getting quite knackered. That's the only thing. My favourite pair, one of my favourite purchases, but they're just, the longevity in them, I just don't know if it's going to really carry me into next spring. So I just wear them all the time. I don't think they're made to be worn as much as I wear them, but I've absolutely loved a good pair of all cream height tops.
Oof. Well, my white boots that I got from Zara, they're number three on my most worn list, and I've had those on every single day. It's getting too wet now. And I say the only reason is because then you get like a big, like, muddy splash on the front, and I don't want people to be like, hark at her in her white boots. Like,
I know, she can't manage them.
So I have to be careful. Well, I just look for a dry day and then they're on. But I've really, really, since September, just not had them off my feet. What else is on yours?
Well, there's one more thing on here, but it's the most enormous thing, and that's my wedding dress.
Oh, yeah. Forgot 2018 was the year of the wedding dress.
Yeah, and my wedding dress and wedding shoes, which I won't say too much more about, but it's definitely been the most significant purchase of the year. I think we're going to do a whole wedding episode in January because I think we've both got a lot of thoughts on wedding planning.
Well, we're both married next year.
I know. We can go into January and be like, it's our wedding year.
Oh, kind of freaks me out. Got so much
it really panics me because I think, like, I know this, I said this to Joe, I said, I know it sounds obvious, but you get to January and then you've got 4 months left, and then, well, I have anyway, and then you think, well, February and March, and then April's the month before, and then May's the month of.
I've never heard anybody just write off 5 months like that. Like, I don't think you might as well be getting married on January the 2nd.
I know, I've never written off any months like that so quickly, but I'm desperately excited, but I'm also a little bit like, oh. And like we said with Christmas, there is a lot of pressure as well, but we can talk about that to a greater extent in the new year.
I haven't got the wedding dress yet, but I did buy a cabbages and roses dress in sale in the summer, and that's been, I've got two dresses down here, and it's that one, and then I also bought that ASOS like a ditzy blue floral dress. It was a bit Vampire's Wife-esque, and I'm thrilled with both those purchases. So I feel like
I was gonna say, I was hoping you mentioned cabbages and roses because you have been representing them.
Yeah, I think that dress, it was again a bit like, oh really, but I've worn it and worn it and worn it, and it's brought me a lot of joy. And every time I open my wardrobe, it hangs there. And I'm, even though I'm not wearing it at the moment because it's not quite appropriate, and I think I'm very happy I own you.
You're looking at it like, all right.
All right, all right, all right. The other thing that we wanted to talk about was our favourite people that we're following on the internet this of 2018. Who's kept our Instagram feed the happiest? Because I think, you know, you can say what you like about social media, but if social media is making you sad, you're probably not following the right people.
I always feel like that. I feel like it was Twitter, and I know I've said it before, but I often feel like if you're following people that aggravate you on Twitter, you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it all wrong. Who have you been enjoying on the internet, Liv?
Oh, so many. You. so many people. There are, I've written four people down, and I know there's a couple that we have the same person. But I'll start off. I'm going to start off with Ella Masters, because I think she has been so inspiring this year to follow. If you don't follow her already, she is an illustrator. She has a blog. She's absolutely so exceptionally talented. But this year, she had an exceptionally difficult couple of years, but she did the Ella 365 project, which is every day she was doing an illustration in one of her notebooks, and it's building up this whole book filled with beautiful pictures, and all of them are just so, so beautiful. Like, I don't know how she finds the motivation to do it every day, because when I was writing a diary every day, I couldn't do it, like a paragraph. But she just does these gorgeous things. They come with gorgeous quotes, and sometimes they're just such a wonderful pick-me-up, no matter how difficult your day's been. It's just such a good reminder of, like, carrying on and just, I don't know, keep on keeping on. But she's been so, so inspiring. So I've loved following her.
Sorry, I've just got lost in her feed. I haven't been on there for a while. And I actually reposted one of them because some of them, they just resonate. They're just what you need to open up and read on that day. She's really fantastic.
She's so, so talented, and just quite understated with it as well. I don't think she realises how great she is. So this is us and me saying how great she is. So go and check her out.
Can I just say her Instagram handle if you were looking for
it? Oh, yeah, that would definitely help.
No, it's only because it's _ Ella Masters _. So if you would just put Ella Masters into Instagram, you wouldn't find it. So it's _ Ella Masters _.
Yeah. Bloomin' brilliant. I've got three other people, but you go now. Otherwise, I'll just keep waffling. Who have you been loving?
Well, the person that Jack will find me sat on the bed in my towel when I said that I would only be five minutes getting ready, watching her lives, is Katie Jane Hughes. Artist of makeup artists. I mean, I cannot get enough of that woman. She's really changed, actually, how I buy skincare, apply makeup. But I could honestly watch her all day long. I just think she's fabulous. But Jack comes up and he's like, I thought you were nearly ready. And I'd
be like, oh. You were like,
Yeah, no, I thought I was nearly ready too. And then I went onto Instagram and Katie Jane Hughes was doing a live, and here I am 20 minutes later.
I can't help myself. She is amazing. Her eye makeup looks are, oh, oofed.
I don't know what it is about her. It's just, I could watch her all day long. I could tune into a 24/7 live stream of Katie Jane Hughes. That's probably sounded less weird in my head, but I love her.
too late.
If you're not following her and you're into makeup and skincare, head on over there because you will get so many fantastic tips.
Oh, I love her. It's good because I feel like we've got We've got an illustrator, we've got a makeup artist, I've got a couple of fashion-y people. And then we've also got some other people. So we've got a good mix, I think, here.
Yeah, who's your fashion-y people?
So I've got two people. I mean, well, I really wanted to mention Hannah Stephenson again, but I know I've mentioned her before. So instead, I'm mentioning a girl called Sania Kraus-Demina. And she is a Swedish fashion editor and stylist. And, oh, she has just got the most unbelievable coat collection ever.
Oh, how do I find her?
So her handle is Sania, so S-A-N-I-A, Claus, C-L, I'm so bad at reading letters out loud, C-L-A-U-S-D-E-M-I-N-A.
So I really struggle with that.
I'm really, but, like, if I'm on the phone having to read out numbers and letters, I just, I can't.
My goodness, I've just gone on to her profile and she's got a pink hooded. Looks like
it's hooded,
a pink hooded fur coat.
I know
she wins the internet.
She's got a stellar coat collection. She just makes everything look really effortlessly cool. I just love how she just wears a lot of color but just still kind of looks really effortless.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I just need that coat. You've lost me. Quick, carry the podcast.
So the other amazing woman I've been following is Asiyami Gold, and her handle is Asiyami _gold, and her feed is sensational. She's a photographer and a creative director, but also just posts like such a brilliant mix of like more documentary style photos, fashion photos, and I just feel like her talents don't really have any end. And it's just such an exceptional, colourful, beautiful curated feed. And I just, whenever I go on there and I'm in a bit like, oh, I don't know what to photograph, I'm not very good at this, like she serves inspiration in the masses. She's so talented.
Oh, she sounds fabulous. In the vein of curated feeds, mine are two sisters. They're not, their feed isn't the two sisters. They have a separate feed each. But that's Emily Jane Lathan.
Oh, my God.
And her sister, Jess Lathan. They are the founders of Rock and Roll. They are the founders of Rock and Rose Girls. And their feeds are just, I just love them. I love going on there. So Emily Jane Lathan and... let me just double check on her sisters.
Jess.
And Jess Lathan. But I just love following them. I think they're absolutely, I just love them. I've never met them and I just chat to them all day long. I can't wait to meet them. That's my 2019 goal.
I think we should do a trip.
Yeah, let's go up that way. I want to say they're in Newcastle, but I don't think they're that far. And then everyone else that I've been following on Instagram is less curated and more kind of... I don't know what the word is. I guess more in an activist vein. So Florence Given, a 19-year-old artist with... I just don't think I've ever been that knowledgeable.
I know. I don't think I ever will. Well, I'd like to think I will be. I don't want to rule it out because she just shares so many insightful, thought-provoking posts that kind of make you step back and assess. And... she's just so interesting and so cool.
Yeah, I just, this sounds weird and I've already started it, so I'll continue. But her mum commented on one of her pictures and I clicked on her mum's profile. I think it was private, but I just saw the little picture and I was like, okay. Like, you're just from a cool family.
You're like, it all makes sense.
Yeah, it all makes so much sense. But I've loved following Florence Given. And then Rachel Cargill as well.
Yep, she's on my list as well.
We should have got our list together. But I like that we've got some people that are the same. Rachel Cargill is just doing the most incredible work. I don't know what to say about Rachel. Just make sure you're following her. Her handle is Rachel, and that's RachelEL.Cargill. Absolutely essential. She is currently at Columbia University, but she writes for Harper's Bazaar as well. And she also does a lecture tour, and it's called The Unpacking of White Feminism. And Rachel constantly just makes me stop in my tracks and makes me be a better person and constantly challenges my way of thinking as a cis, able-bodied white person. I think she's bloody marvellous and brave as well, because she receives a yeah. lot of negativity for what she does, which I think is outrageous, but she just keeps on going.
Which is amazing, because I think in the face of all of that, so many people would just say, do you know what, forget it. But she just carries on. And it's just so inspiring. I feel like she should be like, do you know, on MySpace, where you got a MySpace profile and it instantly had MySpace Tom as a friend? She should be like that with Instagram, where you instantly get Instagram and she is just someone that everyone should follow.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, people should support Rachel as well if they can financially, because yes. she does all this work pretty much for free, and she has a Patreon account. So go and check that out. And then also in a similar vein, is Munro Bergdorf. Like, I don't know what to say. She is just unbelievable. Again, somebody in the face of adversity. I saw it on Good Morning Britain with Piers Morgan, and I was like, how?
I need to see that.
Oh, it's she's just incredible. She was also on This Morning and so composed. Oh.
That grace when you're being like, and I don't know, when you're talking to someone who can is so ignorant, and it can be I'm not very good at things like that. When I talk to someone who isn't on the same page as me, I'm quite flappy.
I love the way you've used flap quite a few times. Maybe flap can be our word of the year. Flappy.
I love just been a flappy old year.
But yeah, do follow Munro. She describes herself as a model and social activist, LGBT and editor at Days Beauty, which I did not know, but you will find her on Instagram. So MunroBergdorf. I do also hate reading letters out loud.
I know, I'm just not good at it. I didn't realise it was such a problem until today.
No, I'm terrible. A couple more people, and that's Candice Brathwaite. Candice's stories, again, they just make you think. And she's really, Candice doesn't beat around the bush. That's all I've got to say. She literally tackles things head on. And she's absolutely fantastic. The other person that I love following is Lucy Sheridan. Lucy's official title is the comparison coach. And it's all you need to know. She's the perfect antidote to social media. If you've had too much, go to Lucy and get some perspective. She's brilliant.
And Emily Coxhead as well, just because.
Oh, yes, yes.
You can't. She's just such a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, I'm just nodding because I'm like, yes, she is. She really is.
I feel like I'm just like firing off people now because I'm like, ah.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I've missed anybody. But maybe we'll keep this as a bit more of, as a feature, because I do love new people to follow on social media.
I do too. And I feel like going into the new year, it's so nice to have a feed of people that make you feel good and make you feel less alone and make you feel that you've got it. You've got it together. Like nothing, you know, is, I don't know what I'm going to say. Just cut that bit. Nothing is nothing. for God's sake, woman.
I was going to say we've been chatting absolute shite for 48 minutes now, so we can round it up if you want.
I think we should just say, because it is the last episode of the year, an enormous thank you to everyone that's been listening this year, because it has been a real roller coaster. I was looking in my diary to see if I'd made any notes of any cinema trips I'd been on, because I'm 80. And in the beginning of January last year, we were filming a video for my YouTube, and the podcast was just a little like glimmer in our eyes.
We haven't even conceived at that point.
I know.
Sorry, was it weird to compare it to a pregnancy?
it was just a glimmer, providing podcasts only take 1 month to grow.
It's not working. Sorry about the analogy. But yeah, this time last year, the podcast didn't even exist. We didn't even know what a microphone is. I mean, we barely know what a microphone is at the moment, but yeah, it's just been the biggest learning curve ever. But I think that's a really great message to kind of leave on. If you're thinking about doing something, start it. You're only going to get better at it.
Until the end of the year when it does fizzle out a bit, but
yeah, do listen to some of our better episodes. Yeah, stronger.
Start off on episode one, and then it's been so much fun, and I've absolutely loved doing it. I've loved hosting it with you as well. So It's been such a treat, and we promise that next year will be even better, we hope.
Yes, and as always, go over to Facebook, because that's where the community, I feel, that was, took us really by surprise, I think, the actual, A, that anyone's listening, but B, I just think it's marvellous how wonderful and open everyone's been over on Facebook. So that's facebook.com/groups/thefringeofit. Join there. If you get a bit lonely over Christmas, pop a message on in there. I know we had a listener the other day who'd broken up with her boyfriend and was feeling pretty crappy, and there was some nice messages of support from the Fringe of It listeners. So if you are having a bit of a low time this Christmas, just pop a message in there, and I'm sure there will be some words of comfort.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, do head over there. But yeah, thank you all so much for joining us every week to hear rambles, silliness, and just big old chats, basically, but good old friend over the phone chats.
Yes, next year we hope to have more events, more interviewees, and I don't really know what else to promise you. I don't want to do that thing where I constantly over promise and under deliver. So do you know what, next year more of the same,
and hopefully might get better, but if not, it will definitely be the same.
Have the most fabulous New Year's Eve. I'm going to see, 2 years in a row I've not made it to midnight, and old Charlotte is ashamed. She used to party until like 5 a.m, but the past 2 years I've not made it to midnight, so I'll see if I can make it a hat trick.
Yeah, I hope you do.
Do you stay up till midnight?
Most of the time, not like terribly. Like last year we had a party, which I feel like I'm still cleaning up from. But I didn't go to bed until about 3:30. And as someone who doesn't drink, I think that's quite like an achievement. I was still like cutting shapes to the point where people did think that I'd had a good time, if you know what I mean. People were like, oh, Liv, you had a good time last night. You were, you know, you must have been popping back those drinks. Is that what people say? And I was like, no, alas, just a couple of lemonades.
Maybe that's where I'm going wrong. I'll stick to the lemonade and see what happens. That's a lie. As soon as it came out my mouth, that's a lie.
I heard the regret.
I couldn't even get to the end of my sentence. But thank you for being my co-host.
Thank you. And also thank you to Rosie, who edits it every week, because she definitely has to put up with a lot of singing.
Yeah, she polishes a turd, definitely. So thank you to Rosie. You're incredible. And we will see you all next year.
Woo! See you next year. Happy 2019. Well done on 2018.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.